FFA students are coming to Michigan State campus for the FFA Skills Contest. Randy, can you tell us more about what kind of skills students will be competing with and coming to Michigan State's campus?
Yeah, we're going to be having over 717 teams coming to Michigan State campus on Friday, April the 24th to compete in a wide range of areas, anywhere from soil judging to veterinary science to floriculture to greenhouse management to poultry judging. They'll be converging on the university that particular morning and early afternoon to compete in the contest. The unique thing about the skills contest is that they're directly linked to the instruction that the students are receiving within the classroom. So it's a way for the teachers to really evaluate on a state level on how well their students are doing in comparison to other students within the state of Michigan.
Every year it seems like the number of FFA programs chartered in Michigan as well as the membership is continuously creeping up. It's a lot of teams to participate this year. Why is there such an increase in participation?
The FFA is just a phenomenal organization because of the way that we incorporate the programs within the classroom, as well as then linking it to the student supervised occupational experience. The increase this year, we're expecting 500 more students to compete within the skills contest than we had last year. The major increase, I believe, is because of the direct linkage to the classroom, but also the linkage to the industry, because we're doing a much better job of identifying the students' interest in careers and then linking them into contests that are related to their future aspirations within the agricultural industry.
Randy, when's the last time you had such a large participation in so many different types of skills contests?
Well, this year we're going to be breaking a new record. Last year we had 2,437 students competing within the contest. This year, we're expecting that we could be over 3,000. So this is going to be definitely a record-breaking year for us.
It takes a lot of volunteer hours and efforts to put on a contest like that. How important is it for the community to have support in programs like that?
It's absolutely essential for the communities to be supporting their agriculture education program at the local level. There's no way possible that a teacher can prepare students in all those contest areas. We may have students who are interested in food processing, but the teacher might not necessarily have the skill set for that. So that's where then we work within the industry with our community members to help provide the training for the students. When we do the contest on campus, in order to pull off that many contests, we have to reach out within the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, and we get faculty involvement. We also have students from the university involved in the contest areas, but then also the business community from around the state of Michigan. They really step forward and help us not only during the contest day, but prior to the contest day in preparing materials, preparing the contest, reviewing the contest. As we look at the skills contest, you know, not only are we evaluating the students' knowledge and skills within a particular area, but students also have the opportunity to earn student certificates for employment in those areas. Two great examples is the Michigan Floral Association. They have a student certificate program. And then the Michigan Nursery and Landscape Association, they have a certificate program, which this year is going to be the first year that we're going to be offering it. And we're very excited to have a new partner coming to participate with us.